Let's bring him in. Every school is closed, basically. They closed yesterday evening. And Pat Pagano, you're the man of the hour.
Well, you know, let's face it. We've been talking about this since Monday.
Now, there's still a lot of uncertainty, though.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, isn't there?
Well, I don't think so. I don't think it's that much.
Yeah, sure, there's got to be. So are you still sticking with the 4-8 for us and 6-12 north and west of us?
I sure am. Yep. Yep.
When's it going to start?
It should start in our area, I would say somewhere between, between 9 and 11.
So 9 and 11 in our area. If it starts in between 9 and 11,
right,
all these schools could have gotten in a half day.
Well, yeah, but then they would have to dismiss them at 12 o'clock, at which time it will be snowing heavily.
Oh, it is going to be snowing heavily. All right.
Yeah. And it'll all be over before midnight tonight.
Well, that doesn't do me any good, Pat.
I know. I know. The low right now is in West Virginia, and it is moving northeastward, so it's going to be one of those untextbooked lows that in the wintertime doesn't jump to the coast, but I do see pressures. I see this trough along the coast. I'm still not giving up about the fact that there could be another low forming along the coast, but it's not going to make too much of a difference for us. I've indicated that we're going to get some sleet. So, again, 4 to 8 inches is a good call from, let's say, the northwest quadrant of Connecticut. I really do think. And, of course, the 4 inches would be in the southernmost sections of the area, and the 8 inches right where we are, Sharon. Then once you get north and you go to the Berkshires, and once you get west and you head across the Mid-Hudson Valley, that's where you may wind up with 6 to 12 inches, because no mixing will occur there. And the temperatures are a little bit colder, so the snow, it'll be a high compression ratio, so you grind out a little bit more of a fluffy, powdery snow.
Yeah, it's 19 right now.
Yeah, so, you know, that even for us, you know, 19 is, you know, that's not a wet snow. You know, we'll probably get up close to 30 degrees. I'm thinking 30 degrees for Hartford, but probably 25 north and west. And then the snow ends tonight, low 20s, upper teens, partly sunny tomorrow, mid-30s. Another front comes our way Friday. We get snow showers late in the day and at night that could drop an inch or two. And the reason I'm telling you this is because our games begin, right, on Friday?
Friday night, 7 o'clock, that's right.
Right. So only an inch or two there. And then on Saturday, snow showers in the morning, cloudy, with a chance of rain showers late in the day because we go to 40. Mm-hmm. And Sunday still looks wet. Not white. Occasional rain. 40 to 45 on Sunday.
Oh.
So this is more of a March pattern, the way I see it, as compared to a February pattern. Although you and I were talking yesterday about the 1978 storm, the blizzard.
Yeah.
And again, remember prior to that, it was about a week before that, we had drenching rains. And then all of a sudden, a week later, we get hit with a huge blizzard. So anything can happen in February. And the other thing about February, as I often tell you, the upper atmosphere stays colder as compared to January. In January, the upper air could warm up very quickly. You can go to rain very quickly. In February, it's not as inclined to do that. So as a result, that's why I don't think, because I heard Mike saying, I don't think we're going over to rain. Simple, but that's it.
Well, I'm looking out now, and I see red sky and morning.
Sailor, take warning.
I'm looking right
out. How it goes, yep. Red sky in the morning, sailor take warning.
I'm looking out that window and I see a red sky.
And I'm going to take a look at our radar, and I'm telling you right now that we have snow on the radar stretching. This is the forward edge of it, ladies and gentlemen, stretching from the Poconos down through central New Jersey. And it is moving very quickly northeastward. So, again, it's almost 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Within the next 2 to 3 hours, it'll be over the area. That's how quick it's moving.
All right. And it's going to be heavy snow right from the get-go.
It'll start off light, and then within an hour, it'll pick up to moderate, and shortly thereafter, it'll be heavy at times.
All right.
Yep, we got this one cinched, and we had it cinched, ladies and gentlemen, in the long-range winter forecast for the first full week of February. Nor'easter, heavy snow, then windy with snow showers. How's that to do that forecast back in October?
That's not too bad. I think that's pretty good.
Not too bad. So we got the first one right, because this was the first big storm that I had predicted for the winter. So we got the first one right. Let's see how we do with the rest of the stuff. But I have, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Marshall Miles' computer tutorial.
Okay.
This is probably a real easy question. I feel stupid asking it, but I'll ask it anyhow. In Dropbox, when I move a file over to Dropbox, the little circle goes to, it's like a blue circle with the white arrows in it. You see it spinning around, and then as soon as it syncs, I get a check mark.
Yeah.
The little circle doesn't spin around, and I have to refresh Dropbox in order to see whether or not my files have gone in there. Why?
Yes. Yep. Because it doesn't refresh automatically, you have to refresh it. It doesn't control your computer. All I can tell you is that, okay, we finished our part of the job. Now you hit refresh. It doesn't remotely control your computer to hit refresh.
Well, it was always doing that up until about a couple of weeks ago.
Probably a Windows update.
Oh, thank you. All right, so it's not a problem just hitting refresh then, right?
Yeah, just hit refresh, okay. and poof, there are the files. They're there.
Yeah, right. Yep, they're there, right.
It's
exactly.
It's like magic. That's
that
what
answers that question. So thank you very much, Marshall. Thank you.
I'm only guessing, but I would think it's a Windows update issue. I mean,
you are probably definitely right. But and in the meantime, it was a hectic day yesterday. How was your trip in and out of the city?
The trip in and out was fine. There's just some amazingly stupid drivers that are on the edge of creating huge accidents, and they don't realize it themselves. It's amazing to witness. It's amazing to witness. That's all I've got to say.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, they cut across three lanes. They're going fast.
And
one of these days, one of these idiots is going to lose control of the car. And when you're on 684, and nobody goes, by the way, nobody goes 65 on 684. Nobody. It's always 75 to 85. Mm-hmm. And when you lose your car, control of your car 75 to 85, and you've got three lanes of traffic, that's how you see these pileups. And these idiots don't realize this. They have these sporty cars, and they think they can do anything they want. But this,
I see that a lot. You know, I see that a lot here on the Palisades Parkway. And the speed limit on the Palisades Parkway is, I think it is 50. I'm not quite sure. It's either 50 or 55. And you see these guys, I guess if you know the parkway, it's fine. But the Palisades Parkway is up and down and around, too. And you see these guys, because it's two lanes, you see them just weaving in and out because they just can't go the speed limit.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's just crazy. It drives me nuts.
You don't see that. You really don't see that when you get outside of the bigger cities. Once you get outside the bigger cities, people are not in a rush. But you know, in and around the big cities, everybody's in a rush.
You get on 684, and like I said, coming home. By the time you get to Brewster, you've been going 80 miles an hour, and people are passing you. They're passing you. You're in the middle lane, and you're getting passed. And so then you get on Route 22 where it goes down to 55, and you actually have to go 55, and it seems like you're crawling.
Yeah, really. I know. And you look at your speedometer and say, uh-oh. Yeah, you have to be careful. Yeah. See, if they post a speed limit at 75, everybody's going to go 85 and 95.
Yeah, it's just the way it is. But the trip in and out, it was okay.
It was good.
Made good time. There wasn't a lot of traffic. Got out of the city before 2:30, and that's the real important thing. You get out before 2:30, you're set.
You're doing okay, right? And now, will you be sitting tight at the station through tomorrow?
No.
You're going home tonight.
I'm going home because I've got a Jeep Sport Cherokee Sport was donated to the station. And this
so
thing
you
is...
you use that with four-wheel drive?
This thing is an animal. And you got to climb in it to get in it because it's got such ground clearance. But it's an animal. So I'll probably be at the station till 12:30, 1 o'clock. And then I'll head home because I really can get... I can get through 2 feet of snow if I have to with this. This got so much ground clearance. It's an animal. The person was going to donate the car to the Car Talk donation program. But a friend of his said, well, let him see the car first. I saw the car. Pat, the thing's in perfect shape.
Wow.
It's in perfect shape. So I said, no, we could actually use that. So,
that's great. And what, Jill's going to hop on the sled and have the dogs pull her in?
Something like that. Something like that. But, yeah, no. So my days of sitting at the station, we have generator at my house and a generator here. So if anything happens, I can control the station from home and everything like that, and do all the updates from home. So
excellent.
So that's what I'll be doing, and you'll be hoping that your cinch forecast just delivers the cinched results.
That's it. And everybody, be safe, be careful, and if we need to update, we will update. Otherwise, I will see you bright and early in the morning.
All right. Have fun there, Pat.
Yeah, lots of.
All right. Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the tri-state forecast here at Robin Hood Radio.